At the Zach Gordon Youth Center, people wore orange shirts and came together to educate young people about the history of residential schools and to celebrate Alaska Native languages and cultures that thrive in spite of that history. There's drumming, dancing, and singing, and tables with crafts like beading or tea making. Hanuk Gum Godum Sol Naomi Lisk stands at a table with a bowl of medicine, Labrador tea, which is called Tz'ik Shaltin in Tlingit. Lisk is with Hatush Lachish Coalition, a local nonprofit focused on healing. She said 26 members of her family were taken to the first and one of the most notorious residential schools in the United States, Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. It's part of her family's history.
That's where my grandma's uncle escaped. That's over 3,000 miles away. He ran and he ran and he ran and he ran. And when he made it back to British Columbia, they hid him away at Grease Camp.
Akquan Elder Sikuni Fran Houston said her mother went to the Wrangell Institute as a child. It was a boarding school in Wrangell intended to assimilate Alaska Native children into white culture. Years later, her family learned more about her time there.
We looked at my mother's report card. You know what was on there? It had nothing to do with reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, none of that. It was sewing, cleaning, cooking, washing clothes, being a housemaid. And if she didn't do that, she got punished. Speaking her language, she got punished.
Houston said she asked her mother for years why she didn't teach her the Tlingit language. Her mother told her she didn't want Houston to experience the violence that she did at school. And as Hitl'ish Lyle James prepared to lead a song with his drum in his hand, he said not every child made it back home. Many died at these schools from abuse and neglect, and the government lied to their families.
We know that there were many families who were told that their kids ran away. We don't know what happened to them. They disappeared. But in reality, they had passed away, and they didn't tell the truth.
James said Indigenous families are left with the loss of loved ones, and that can't be fixed. But gatherings like this, he said, help with building a path toward healing.
We're not forgetting where they're at, that their memory doesn't leave when they disappear. So Taskal Yahaya, it's gonna multiply like sand. Every time we sing, every time we talk about our history.
And as Lisk said, those efforts to erase language and culture didn't work. They're still singing. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.